6. Carl deployed the smart flexi with an electric shock. Under a kilovolt surge, the velvet blue shroud billowed out, so thin he could see the gyrating hull grinding past in the distance. Starlight lit its eternal churn. A certain serenity enveloped the view, for the background was the eternal spread of stars. The approaching dot was, for the moment, nothing. He had static-fixed the flexi to the Bernal's hull. Its sensors would follow inbuilt commands he could activate.
Well, here goes.
The flexi popped open at the electro-command, yet the micro-sensors at the far end remained live and ready. He saw from his wrist monitor. The flexi bubble furled out as liquidly as a cape cast off a shoulder, though all of this was in high vacuum, no gravity or atmosphere to command its dynamics. Such a thin fabric of layered smart carbon could be made and trained in the ship printers, but he had never tried anything this complex before. Now they had to use it to rescue Beth's team from the big train car that came swarming up at them, the dot assuming a velocity a bit too high. Problems, yes. Perhaps not fatal, entirely. Yet. Carl had not been thawed when Sunseeker shot through the knothole, so all this gigantic architecture was new to him. He stared, momentarily lost in detail.
"Coming up on rendezvous prompt," Jam sent on comm. "Bogey on vector grid."
"Got it."
He eased the flexi controls, using both hands. For ease of manual operations, there were no left-handed crew on Sunseeker. Carl had made the crew cut because he was genuinely ambidextrous. In college, he had made extra cash as a juggler.
"It's coming up too fast," Jam said urgently. "I've got mag fields on. Maybe I can push it off."
Carl ran the mag amplitude to the max. That was a stressor in a thick-hulled freighter like the Bernal. He could hear tiny pings. He was looking out a true port, not a screen. Living inside a starship with only screen views felt disconnected. There was something about capturing the actual starlight photons bouncing off the bowl that made it more real. This huge thing had to have incredible strength to hold it together, he realized. Sunseeker had a support structure made of nuclear tensile strength materials, able to take the stresses of the ramjet scoop at the ship core. Maybe the bowl material was similar. So he scanned the bowl's wraparound struts, the foundational matter on the long-range telescopes on his bridge board. It was only a few tens of meters thick, pretty heavily encrusted with evident add-on machinery and cowlings, which meant the bowl's stress support material had to be better than Sunseeker's. What engineers they were. Jam said,
"It's breaking. Must have some maneuvering ability."
"I can see them," Carl said quietly.
He ran his scopes to the max. There were windows in part of the hauler and human heads peering out at him. He had to admire them. They had made it through captivity, struck out across unknown alien territory, stolen transport, liberated themselves, and were coming back to the ship to report. Jam said,
"Ease them in. Careful.
I read their roll at near zero. Yaw 0.35, but correcting. And pitch 7.5 degrees.
Carl rattled off the numbers just to be saying something while he used hand controls to turn Bernal into a plausible alignment.
"Bearing in," Jam said. "Just got confirming signal."
"Ha! As if anybody else were meeting us out here."
"Aligned. Now's the hard part."
Center ball was smack on, horizontal bar of the crosshatch dead center with vertical bar, and the bulky burnished train car that looked like a shoebox came to rest in the Bernal rest frame. With both hands, he triggered the flexi with an electrostatic burst. The flexi skirted across the gap like an unfolding velvet blue scarf. It unfolded and clamped onto the boxcar metal around the simple airlock. It anchored and popped him a message. "Pressure seal secured."
"Got it."
Carl palmed the pressure valves, and air rushed into the flexi corridor between the ships. Of course, the craft weren't perfectly matched, but the flexi compensated, extruding further lengths of itself to accommodate the vagrant torques and thrusts as the two spacecraft wobbled and rocked in the magnetic grasp.
"Pressured. Secure."
"The flexi's working!"
Jam's words came compressed, excited.
"Ion was right. Programming them to double seal solved the pressure problem. Straightened them out."
The boxcar's lock popped, and he saw the first head appear, looking around. Beth he recognized from her photo.
"Tag him through."
It happened fast,
and he had to keep them aligned with the mag grapple. Carl watched the people come out through the boxcar airlock. The flexi was so transparent, he could see them kick against the sides for momentum and glide through the channel into the Bernal. He counted them, but...
What's that with you?
Snakes. Jam sent the audio through a direct link. It was Beth. Smart snakes. They helped us.
Trouble, Carl said to himself.